What you are about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show! Hello, I'm Rita Ramnani. Adam has kindly asked me to record some kind of promo for the Oddcast Podcast UK. Apparently, I'm supposed to try and big the show up and make it sound all exciting and amazing. But if I'm truthfully honest, I never listen to the show because, frankly, I have a life. And sitting around listening to three guys natter on about nothing isn't my idea of a good time. In fact, if I wanted to sit down and listen to inebriated idiots waffle on about how great Batman is or whether a samurai sword is actually a katana, then I'd rather go down the local park and listen to tramps. At least that way I might see a fight or something. I mean, does Adam actually think people care about what he has to say? Do we care about his segments Star Watch, where they discuss about actors and actresses? We all have IMDb, Adam, so why are you bothering? Also, having a segment called Go Back and Watch This doesn't make you some kind of critic. If I want to go back and watch a film, it won't be because you told me. So, the Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. And I'm not surprised, really. Nobody wants to hear three Brits mumble their way through a podcast. So don't go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com and don't bother following on Twitter at Barker Podcasts and at Oddcast Podcast. It'll only depress you. Adam, stop podcasting. The Podgods Network would be a better place without you. Nobody's had the heart to say it, but it's true. Sorry, hun. But it's for your own good. I'm saying this as a friend. Okay, end of promo. Thank you. You're listening to the sports-centric podcast, It's Not Soccer, with Adam and Billy. The following podcast contains plenty of bad language, lots of random chatter, and to be truthfully honest with you, not a lot of sports chat, which is good because I'm not a sports fan. So here you go, a podcast about sport that doesn't really talk about, well, sport. Enjoy!
Welcome to It's Not Soccer, episode 7. If you've not listened to episode 6 yet, please go back and listen to episode 6, because this is part 2 of the It's Not Soccer podcast Google Hangout special.
Double a deuce.
Ooh. Double a deuce. I thought you were going to finish it off for me.
No, I won't.
Yeah, so I'm Adam.
My name's Billy.
My name's Billy. What did you call like Christian Bell? My name's Billy. So that's what it feels like.
And I'm not wearing hockey pants.
I'm not wearing hockey pants. I'm not wearing hockey pants.
He wears pants, yeah?
He says hockey pants.
Hockey pads.
Pocky
pads. Pocky pads? What the fucking hell is a pocky... I don't even know what a pocky pad is.
So, It's Not Soccer is a podcast where we talk about sports, but not really.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, pocky pads.
This episode, we have the mate
Corey.
From the Evil Teddy Bear podcast.
Evil Teddy Bear.
He takes over.
Sounds a little bit scary, but don't be scared by it.
He takes over a little bit, doesn't he?
No, he's quite... Well, I'll tell you what, if he didn't, we would have only had one podcast.
That's actually true. We recorded one initial podcast and it made it two because he wouldn't shut up.
No, his back aches because he carried us.
He moved us through this podcast. So you're probably going, he's gad. Hey, they needed this guy. Mm-hmm. It's like something out of Platoon, like Forrest Gump, you know, Forrest Gump's picking up Gary Sinise, he's like,
well, we break
I've got a fine baba. That's what we were. We were Gary Sinise.
Yeah.
and he was Forrest Gump. And then he came over to us later and he said, hey Lieutenant Dan, they got some ice cream.
We were Bubba.
You ever know, I was supposed to die in that war. Here's my family's destiny. That was us. We were supposed to die in this podcast, he moved us on. Yeah. We were supposed to end at episode 6, but we continued to episode 7.
We should be happy, but we're not.
Yeah. We're the bitter people with no legs, sitting in the wheelchairs, in the 70s.
where John Lennon says, "Hey, it's easy if you try, Dick." And we're like, "I got no legs, motherfucker. I got no sea legs.
He ain't got no legs.
So like, that's how it works. That's what we are. We're It's a Fucking Podcast. The podcast that doesn't talk about sports, and the podcast that
we used to.
Everyone's
once
like,
upon a time.
Who? What? Is it Oddcast podcast? Is it movie?
Not anymore.
We used to talk
a little bit about sports.
Is it just two people talking because they don't know what to do with their evening?
Well, it's a bank holiday Sunday, and we have podcasted. There is a lot of things we could have done.
We have actually podcasted ourselves.
It's all for your, you know.
We killed ourselves.
Yeah, no, almost.
So, if you've listened to episode 6, you would have seen. Well, not seen. Unless you go to YouTube. Go to YouTube.
You've got to listen to episode 6, though.
Yeah, well, no, you have. Otherwise, we'd just be like, BAM!
Right in the kisser.
Podcast.
Yeah.
One of these days! That's where it goes. So, yeah, it's not pop. It's not podcast.
Is this a
podcast? It's nonsense, nonsense, nonsense! That's what it is, I tell you.
It is nonsense.
It's not soccer podcast where we don't really talk about sport. So if you don't like sport, you're fucking quids in.
Yeah, well.
Because I don't think we mentioned sport once. We talk about Batman. Yeah. This next. We talk about Batman. We talk about.
A blout.
We talk about racism.
Blout. A blout.
We talk about things that are close to the heart.
A blout.
Legitimate, mate.
A blout.
It's stuff you want to keep close to your heart, you know?
Yeah.
Should I just press stop now?
Should we let him listen to what we have to say?
Yeah, whatever.
Because
go follow me at Barker Podcast, at Oddcast Podcast, and at Not Soccer Pod. Why are you not listening to MovieCom? Go listen to MovieCom. Yeah. It's me and Bill and Marcus. Yeah.
That's
it's
a lot fucking better amazing. Than this one.
Yeah, no. Stick with this because we got Corey from the Evil Teddy Bear Podcast. Mm-hmm. Man, he made this podcast. He's fucking amazing.
Give a shout out to Dave.
Oh, and Dave Sweeting. Oh, Sweeney _ Dave.
Oh, that's Mr. Sweeney.
Mr. Sweeney. And it takes you this long to realise who he was.
Man, I'm so drunk. Alright.
Yeah, he was there for the whole lot. Yeah. He kept it together.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the first part, you would have
might
have heard him.
Big shout out to Mr. Dave.
And we had Mr. Mick in the last one. Mm-hmm. This time, Corey. He comes over, takes over the show.
Yeah.
Bam.
Got stuck in.
We got some good shit going on.
We've got some people carrying us.
You like movies?
Me and you are some hairy motherfucking... Yeah. Heavy motherfucker.
I don't know how I've edited this. It might be half hour long. It might be 5 minutes long. It might be 3 hours long. It probably won't be 3 hours long because we didn't talk 3 hours long with him.
Over one podcast, we have just spoken for 3 hours and 50 minutes.
This intro's getting a bit that long now.
It is massive. You can hear
okay. No, okay, cool. It's Not Soccer Podcast, episode 7. Thank you very much.
Boom.
Hey, we've got a new man in the house. What's up, new man?
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, it's Corey from the Evil Teddy Bear Podcast. I've seen him tweet you before. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing okay. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. Have you been watching, or have you literally just jumped on board?
Well, I had some issues getting on, so it took me... I literally just felt like I had to go from the Shire all the way to Mordor just now to get on here.
You've been for a lot of shit. Fucking hell. Fair play to you.
So, I don't know. What have I missed?
I actually have no idea what you've missed.
Adam ate some tobacco. I've snorted some... wasabi.
Awesome.
Not really. It didn't taste all that great. It tastes better when you're eating with some sushi, but this is Jimbo. That is the best fingering I ever had.
What was that about?
Because I'll give him one of them.
Oh, okay.
Nice, Jim. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
We were trying to get all the whole multi-platform, people tweeting us, people watching us, people joining in into the hangout with us. Mm-hmm. It's the first time we've ever done it, and it, to be fair, it's actually working quite well. We've had constant... Dave in the middle is the guy that started it all, really.
Yeah. He is awesome.
Don't blame me.
No, you told us, Dave.
You blame me.
Let's do it. Let's do a hangout. And we were like, we're going to do a hangout.
I'm going to see if it works on Tuesday and just go, Dave, that was a disaster.
And obviously, Corey's been tweeting me saying he's going to come on. We had BUI, Mick from BUI on earlier. So it's been good. Corey, can you understand us? Because you're American.
No, you're speaking Japanese to me. No. I can understand you. I can understand you. I feel a little left. I feel a little like the odd guy out right now because one, I'm the only black guy here, and two, I'm the only American here. So
don't worry about being American. That's fine because we all had American, and don't worry about being black because we can just turn the darkness down on our things and we'll all be black together. It's fine.
Awesome.
Oh wow. It's not all about color on this podcast. That's the great thing about podcasts, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, did anyone else just hear that?
Yes.
that wasn't aimed at anybody. That was my phone. Sorry, that was not aimed at anybody.
I was like, wait a minute, you got Chris Brosnan in there?
Nice! Oh, here we go. Hang out, high five.
Nice! Nice! All right, Corey, do you know Adam's ringtone for his message? Do you know what that is?
I forgot what movie it was, but I remember hearing it on Hollywood Babylon.
That's it. Yeah, we actually heard it. Well, I'll tell you the story. It's from a film called Taffin.
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch it.
It's not a very good film.
And I've got to watch it now.
And what we did, I remember hearing it on the Adam and Joe podcast, which is a UK podcast, and they really pushed it and made it funny. So when I heard it, I put it down to ringtone and everything. Then I heard it on Hollywood Babylon because somebody had obviously told Ralph Garman, Kevin Smith, they put it out there. So when I heard it on Hollywood Babylon, I was like, it's gone fucking multi, it's gone everywhere. Everyone's going to know about it. And I was like, this is amazing. So when I play it out, if you listen to the Oddcast podcast, it's part of the theme tune of it.
It's nice. I like it. The geezer's a bit of a legend. He's sort of put a lot of money into this really shit film. I mean, come on. He could have spent that on, so he could have bought a yacht, a boat, and he could have travelled the world, but instead he cast himself in a fucking shit film.
If you go to YouTube, you can actually find that scene, and the scene is so bad. He's wearing glasses. He looks like he's doing it with a hangover.
Exactly.
He filmed it, and the girl's like, he goes, well, maybe... I can't believe he goes, this is him. He goes, well, maybe you shouldn't be living here. And he start, and he's, then he goes all quiet. And she goes, well, maybe I will.
I can just picture how that set was that day. It's like, maybe he's like, Pierce, you want to do another take? He's like, nah, I'm good. I was ready.
Yeah. Yeah, we're running out of time.
Yeah, we're done. We got that. That's in the bag. People are going to be listening to that forever. That is going to get me Oscars. Now we're sitting there going, shit. Should have done another take. He's like, I've done a couple of James Bond films, but that fucking Taffin take, one more take, we would have been good. I've done a lawnmower man.
What's this? Is this because he looks a bit like Pierce Brosnan?
It was Pierce Brosnan. Catch up, Billy.
We watched this film. I'm talking about your pal, the geezer with a long hair, funded his own film. Pierce Brosnan.
No!
What am I thinking about? Oh, no.
Billy is thinking about Tommy Wiseau from The Room. Wiseau. You've seen that, Corey, haven't you?
Oh, God. We reviewed it on the show.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was literally, like, I couldn't watch it, so I ended up watching, like, the Riff Tracks version of that film. And it made it a lot more hilarious. But, I mean, it's just, it's a really hard sit. Basically,
yeah.
You know?
It's a hard work.
It's an awful film.
But the one thing is like, that was the first time we've actually experimented with having covers on our podcast, like a little, like, you know, like an album cover, like that. Yeah. We experimented having like covers on our podcast. So, like Tom, my co-host Tom, took a photo of me and matched it with Tommy Wiseau, and it's just me looking all evil like this with the Tommy Wiseau hair in the room at the bottom, and it's all green.
Nice. Okay, yeah, so if anyone's listening about the whole Tommy Wiseau thing...
I was still laughing. We were talking about two different things.
And that's what makes it even brilliant now. We were talking about one film and you were talking about completely the other film. Right, The Room was a film that was made by Tommy Wiseau. I don't know how you want to say his name. He says Wiseau. You say Wiseau. Mm. I say potato. Let's call the whole thing off,
you
right?
You say pickle.
Yeah. He produced this film, directed this film... It was his baby.
Yeah. I'm going to tell it's a fugly baby.
It is one of the worst films ever made, but...
You got to laugh at it.
It's so endearing that he put so much time and effort into so much shit.
Yeah. He must be really bored.
He thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
And if you watch it, there's so...
I think he was the only person that did, though. And that's why he's the only person that enjoyed it.
I mean, it was about a year ago, me and you, we sat down, didn't we? And we found it online. Yeah. And we were like, we watched the trailer, and we were like, it's like the worst film ever.
I found it.
And then we found a copy of it. You haven't actually watched it. I've watched the whole film.
You just showed me the really hilarious clips.
Yeah, you've seen the montage on YouTube.
Yeah.
Corey, you've actually watched the whole film, yeah? You've watched it all.
I watched the whole film, back and forth.
It's very
nice. You've done well.
It's very softcore porn at the beginning, though, isn't it?
It's very what I like to call Cinemax. It's like Cinemax, basically, over here.
Bringing it up.
Hang on. Oh, wow, there's a
Dave's got the trailer going.
Yes.
I don't think Dave's seen it, so he's like,
yeah, I'm just going to look through it.
Dave,
it's pretty bad.
Yeah, the effects are pretty special.
Tear me apart!
He's loving it. He's so watch the whole thing.
So I'm taking that's the look you were going for when you did the old looking down and trying to be all...
Exactly. And so the thing is about that movie, it was supposed to be a drama until it got it so bad of a review that it's like, oh yeah, it's a black comedy. Yeah, yeah.
It's a black comedy. It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I think it's a lot like this podcast. They just sort of winged it the whole way through.
What is going on? See, this podcast is suddenly becoming like chat roulette or something.
Yeah.
Who's...
Nobody take your dick out, okay? Nobody.
I am waiting, because this is a public hangout, right? I am just waiting for that one Turkish guy to turn up, penis in hand, going, oh, shit.
Wrong channel.
They're actually talking. Actually having a chat. I thought it was all about having your penis hanging out and all that.
It would be like, these girls are really ugly and hairy. No.
Hang on, we got a dog sitting.
Yeah, you can't see what Ed's going to show everyone.
The show's the dog.
His little dog.
It's not a little dog. Can you see her?
Yeah. Oh,
she's starting on me.
Hang on. Buddy.
Yeah, calm down. Oh, more tweets I've got coming down.
Buddy. Well, he's actually got two dogs.
Right.
He's got another dog. The flyfish. Yeah.
Right, okay.
That's two pets. Here you go, buddy.
Since we just said that there's no dicks coming out.
Whoa, don't.
Viewers have crashed.
Yeah,
no.
They're really just the three of us.
We've been a bit quiet back there.
Just had a Tate from earlier tweeting saying, wait, no dick. She's out. So she's gone.
She's gone.
So if anyone wants to get their dick out just for Tate.
All right, fine. Hold on.
No, not you, man. You put it on the same. I'm tired of these motherfucking dicks on this motherfucking podcast.
Oh, God.
So
you broke the bat.
Yeah.
You're banned.
Broke the bat. No, hold on. Let me see if I can do the. You guys probably definitely can do the voice better than me, but I know.
Hang on. Have you got a Bane voice? Have you got?
I might have it in me. Hold on.
Here's a new thing, Corey. You do a Bane voice. Dave, then you have to do a Bane voice.
Can't think of it.
No, and then we'll all do a Bane voice.
I can't.
We'll go down the line.
You can do a Bane voice.
We'll all try it.
No.
I want to hear Corey's.
Yeah, so we go. It's like with Corey, then Dave, then me, then Billy.
All right. Let's see if I can get it. You might not be able to hear me because my hands, but perhaps he's wondering why a man would shoot himself. I can't even do it. I can't even do the lines, but he said, but perhaps a man, perhaps he wonders why a man would shoot him and throw him off the plane or something like that. I don't know.
Adam, I tell you, Corey, Adam has been doing that for the last 2 weeks. right, and he's been saying the same line, doing his impression. I'll be honest, that's quite refreshing hearing someone else do it because Adam is rubbish at it.
Fuck off. If you listen to MovieCon episode 4,
it's still rubbish.
It's coming out, which is this Thursday, or it'll be out the next episode of MovieCon. Do you know what MovieCon is, Corey?
Yes, I've heard of it. I've literally have it on my backlog right now. I have ready a whole backlog.
Unleash yourself on MovieCon. But it's like, perhaps you're wondering why you'll shoot a man before throwing him out of the plane.
That's right. That's a drunk Bane.
That's a drunk Sean Connery.
Sean Connery as Bane.
Yeah. Right, Dave, I want to hear your Bane.
No.
No.
I was trying to cheat and look up something on YouTube and play it, but I can't manage that. I can't even cheat properly. That's how bad this is.
Do your Bane.
Can I bring the mic closer to me?
No, you can get towards the mic.
I'll get towards the mic.
Don't get too close, though.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Pierce Brosnan as me.
I was waiting for Tom Hardy to do that.
Oh, wow.
One scene in The Dark Knight Rises, he goes, he told me, "You've come back to die with your city. I've come back to save it. Then maybe you should have been living it."
I'm like, wow, Nolan just went really off the bar in this one. He's like,
sorry, did you hear us?
I got it.
Yeah. That get a bit crazy?
Yeah.
We did a Batman, The Dark Knight Rises review. On one of the episodes, it was a two-part. It was our first two-part episode, which was kind of weird. But the whole time we were just talking about how that look that Michael Caine gives Bruce at the end of that movie just looks like either I want your son right now, or maybe me and you will go out later. I mean, haven't seen somebody for say how long, for God knows long, and you would expect to walk over there and just like see the person or something. You mean you'd be like, "Hey, how you doing?" Instead, it's just like, "I'll have your firstborn."
He's giving a little nod. I mean, we had actually had this conversation, me and Dave, about the ending of The Dark Knight Rises. And obviously, spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen it. But I think that we shouldn't have seen that scene. I think it should have been Michael Caine looking, smiling, black. That's it. Finished.
Oh, that would have been epic.
Like Inception, just ended. You don't need to see Bruce Wayne with Selina Kyle at the end.
Yeah, but drink up. Whee.
Yeah, lift up the drink, have a little smile, like he said right at the beginning of the film. And I said to Dave, like, I've got a feeling that was put in by the production company who said, "No, you need to see Batman alive," which is why they added the whole, "Your autopilot doesn't work. It doesn't work. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Morgan Freeman, your autopilot doesn't work." Oh, no, it's fixed.
Really?
There's so many films that could be quite predictable, because even when he flew out with the bomb, as he was going out, you just knew that he ain't going to fly out. Okay, yeah, he's going to fly out and it's going to explode right up, but he's not going to stay there for it to explode.
Do you know what I would have liked?
You just knew that. And
he was flying out on the bat. I'm not going to call it the bat. I'm going to call it the bat wing, because that's what it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's flying out on the bat wing with the bomb, and then it blows up, and like Jim Gordon, they're watching it, they're like, oh, he's dead. And then like, what I want to see is right at the end, like a Final Destination scene, and like blah, 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 blah. Michael Caine's sitting there, raises his glass right at the end. Suddenly, Bruce Wayne's head just landed on his table. He's like, I didn't order this.
Nolan comes walking on his screen, right? And it'd be like, fuck you, America.
Fuck you, dude. Because you'd know that that's him. If he was toasting someone from... Well, he's already explained it before, like, in the film. He's saying, this is what I like. This, you know, this is how I see things. You know, toasting. Even just doing that, you'd be like, that's who he's...
Yeah, that's who he's that, like. That's what... I said this to Dave. Dave disagreed with me.
I do.
Oh!
I do.
You do disagree with me, didn't you?
I do disagree with you. I think for once, Nolan wanted to finish it and have a definitive ending. I think everyone expects him to do the kooky, crazy endings. And I think after watching 9 hours of Batman, he wanted a definite end to it.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But like I told you, though, personally,
I get it would be more satisfying and more interesting, but I think he wanted to end his trilogy right, so
yeah.
Nobody can muck with it.
Well, yeah, because what I'm thinking in my own head is like the way it would have ended for me, it would have been Alfred's ending.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
He would have seen it to the end. Whereas not really. At the end, you're kind of seeing it as Robin's ending.
Yeah, like, that's the coolest bit. How cool was it seeing that?
Well, no, that is cool. But it is... Oh, here we go.
Okay, here's my thing about that. The whole Robin, like, his name is actually Robin.
Yes.
Instead of whatever... What was his name? John Blake?
Dick,
It wasn't Dick Grayson. It was Dick...
Batman. Original Robin, sorry.
I mean, in the movie, it wasn't Dick Grayson. That was another cop. I was like, Dick Grayson is Robin, not Robin, Richard, Blake, Jonathan, whatever the fuck his name was in it.
John Carter from Mars.
Oh, don't get me started about that movie.
I still haven't seen that.
Spoilers, it's okay. It's okay, it's an okay movie.
I read the book, and the book was actually...
What?
It's an okay movie.
No, we're talking about...
I thought we were talking about...
He spoiled it almost because it's John Carter. From Mars! Spoiler!
I've never seen that.
He's on Mars.
Mars! Don't watch it.
What? Mars Bar?
I'll keep talking, Corey.
that's another thing. John Carter, who's a male and who's a female in there? Because you can't really tell what aliens. You can't have.
Do like David
sex. You gotta be careful. Alien. Yeah. you gotta be careful of what you have sex with in Mars, basically.
You're not too sure, even afterwards.
You pay your money for an alien hooker, you don't know what you're gonna get. You know, it's like you put your money in. Am I going to win? Penis. Put your money in. Penis. Put him in. Vagina. Alien vagina. With a
it's
penis.
Like a family guy vagina.
Okay, yeah, carry on with your Robin Nightwing thing you were saying.
I forgot what the fuck I was going to say, but I didn't know. But I got a quick question going off topic. I know this is it. Doctor Who is going on. It's starting next week, I guess. I don't know if you guys, do you guys watch Doctor Who?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the... I know Doctor Who's been playing over there for, like, years. What is the hype like over there now?
Don't watch it, Corey. You don't need to watch it.
I don't know about him. Billy doesn't watch TV. Billy doesn't have a telly.
No.
Well, you're missing out. We gotta buy him a TV.
No. They get TVs everywhere.
No, Doctor Who in this country is pretty big.
It's massive.
It gets probably... Especially the first episode of each season gets probably one of the highest ratings of the year.
They all watch the first one, then it all goes downhill from there.
No, that's true, though. Every first episode gets, like, 11 million viewers, and then they go down to 8 million viewers.
Then it goes down to seven people. Just seven people.
They show it in the hangout like this. Yeah. Just like, wow. People join in and watch. But no, it is pretty big out here, because they really publicise it. It's BBC. So they publicise as much, like they do EastEnders and that. You get a constant 8 million viewers each week, without fail.
Yeah, nice. I know over here we have, but Doctor Who is definitely a big thing over here. It's starting to get bigger now. But, like, I started watching Doctor Who when Eccleston was on there, I guess, like, towards the end of his run. Which was one series, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seasons over here, series over there, I think.
No, we actually call them seasons now, because I think we've adapted to it.
Wow. Don't let America take you over.
I think I find it easier to follow a season than I do to follow a series.
Yeah.
Because our series can be one season split into two when they bring American shows over.
Yeah. And I know for me, after seeing Eccleston and then I see like David Tennant just automatically show up there, because they didn't show that middle, like how he really transformed in his whole like middle series. I guess they had the Children's in Need special they had that they showed like David Tennant in it.
No, we had from Chris Eccleston to David Tennant, there was a Christmas episode.
Yes, I saw that.
That was the crossover period. You had at the end of the first series of Doctor Who with Chris Eccleston, it turned into David Tennant. Then you had a Christmas episode, which was standalone. Then you had series two onwards.
Yeah, we didn't have that. Like, the whole thing, it would start with the Christmas episode, and that would be episode one for that season here.
Yeah, okay.
So, sorry, my mind's starting to go blank now.
Okay, so did you, you didn't go out of your way to watch any of the basketball, so saying that the US would be guaranteed to win?
Not really. I mean, even, like, when we had the Olympics here, and, like, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, so even when we had the Olympics here in 96, I wouldn't even watch them then.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not like the whole everybody who I used to like growing up in basketball, like Michael Jordan, like, I forgot who else. Scottie Pippen. It's not like they're all playing now, because, I mean, if they were still playing and they started all playing again, I'd watch that just to see if they still either have it or who would break their backs first. Because they're all old as fuck. Seriously.
Frames going about. Oh, God.
Well, you got Kobe Bryant. That is actually retired from international basketball now, isn't he?
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's news to me.
Yeah, he's retired from playing basketball for his country. And obviously, basketball for your country is different to football in this country for England.
Well, I think it's just as mad over there, because over there, okay, you have the championship would be East versus West. Okay, and that's sort of decided over the seven games, yeah? So the first to four games. Whereas over here, a football match is decided on one game.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it would probably be, like, over here, it's definitely East versus West, but it all, like, first it's, like, East versus East and West versus West, then East versus West, and then, like, whoever out of those teams off of the East Coast and West Coast, then they have, like, seven games of that. So it keeps going on and on until you're like, just somebody fucking win. So, I mean.
does it not sort of promote, like, gang violence and, like, big rivalries?
Nah, not really. I mean, that's all pretty much over now. I mean, there's still probably some gangs out there that kind of, you know, fuck around. But, I mean, I definitely couldn't be in a gang. The only gang I could probably be in is the Fat Albert gang, because they used to play.
Fat Albert gang.
Yes, because they used to have fun in a junkyard playing musical instruments that they made with themselves. You know.
Yeah.
Is that going to look a bit like Keenan from Keenan and Kel?
Our dude, really?
Do you have a local team that you support?
We have the Atlanta Falcons, which is the American football team here. Yeah. And then we got the Hawks, which is the basketball team here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got the Atlanta Dream, which is the girls' basketball team. We did have a hockey team, but Canada took them from us, so.
Stole them, took them away.
Goddamn Canadians.
They revoked our hockey card.
What about Dave? Dave, do you have when it comes to like basketball, you're a fan of other sports?
No, don't follow basketball at all.
Right. Dave, if I could recommend any sport, okay, like football is my main sport. It's the same that I play and that I watch all of the time.
Yeah.
The closest thing, like excitement-wise, basketball is the next thing. And I really recommend if you watch one game, you'll be hooked. 100%. Basketball. I watched a little bit of American football. That's not too bad, but out of all the American sports, do you watch baseball or anything like that?
No, baseball's just cricket, really.
Yeah, no one likes cricket.
No. They love it. What's our highlight?
Cricket's shit.
Yeah,
and I'm an English person. Yeah. We're allowed to say that. Mm. We're allowed to say cricket's shit, because it is shit. Anything that lasts for 5 days and ends in a draw, not worth it.
Mm.
Oh my god, if I played any kind of game for like, unless it's a video game, if I played any kind of sport for like a whole fucking day, I'd be like, you know what guys, fuck this, I'm gonna go watch some Buffy the Vampire Slayer and maybe toke up a little bit.
I got a tweet back from Tate. He said, hey, don't bash Texas. Did anyone bash Texas?
No, Corey.
Right, as long as you can't tell my English accent to Corey's American accent, it was definitely Corey.
Yeah.
Really? It was really Corey? No.
We sound too similar. I can blame it quite easily.
She also said basketball was her favourite, even though she played soccer her whole life.
Oh!
Which
this game
kind of annoying. This is Tate Hayes. She annoys me a little bit because she makes it out in America that soccer is a girls' sport.
Soccer is for the females.
Girls and kids.
A lot bigger than it is for the males over there. The women's American team are like pretty much one of the top two teams in the world.
David Beckham coming from here all the way to America done soccer a favour because it kind of brought it back to the forefront.
I think he did, but there is throughout the last, especially the last like 10 years, there's been some great.
If you think about soccer in the seventies, there was a thing.
Pele went over there.
Pele, Bobby Moore,
yep.
George Best.
Yep.
They all went to play
George
soccer.
George Best went there, then come back.
Yeah, because then
he had a big alcohol problem. He had
and died of alcoholism.
Yeah, and then they shipped him back. Thanks for giving back George Best. Fucking raving alcoholic. I'm going to blame Corey for that as well.
Thanks. Blame the black guy. Come on.
We're not blaming you.
Me.
We got a tweet from Ahoy Lazy Pirate.
Yeah.
I fucking love cricket. It's organised idleness.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah?
It's true, because what cricket is you plan it. It's 5 days of sitting down, drinking tea,
yeah,
hitting the ball with a bat, and then sleeping.
I tell you what, okay. So if I play a football match on a Sunday afternoon, we have half time. And when everyone stops, okay, and you go over, and you have 5 minutes, 5 minute break, we all sit there, and the amount of people on my football team that will stop, they'll have a cigarette, okay? They'll have a little bit of water, then we'll carry on with the second half. I went and played cricket once, someone invited me to play cricket. I went there, at half time, we went into the clubhouse, and they put on sandwiches, cakes, sausage rolls, soft drinks, tea.
It's a fat man's game.
Oh, I want to play this game.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I get to sleep and food, and I have to do a little bit of everything. Okay, yeah, let's do this. Just don't pass me the ball.
You ought to be one of those fucking outfielders that is so far out,
No one's got to touch him. He's like, let's go. I'll catch the ball. That's fine. No one's going to hit that ball that far. They're all fucking too bloated from food. It's not going to get more than 3 feet.
Do you see how many sandwiches he ate?
So he's still eating a sandwich. He's on film still eating a sandwich.
He's got a sandwich hanging out of his mouth and he's still going to hit the fucking ball.
He's got a little picnic basket on his shoulder.
The fucking bowler, he's got the ball and a sandwich in his mouth. He takes the sandwich out of his mouth and he ends up throwing the sandwich at the back. That's what ends up happening. You're fucking hitting jam sandwiches everywhere. But four, oh no, hang on, this is a jam sandwich.
It's a bit of bread.
You don't get no points for hitting peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, I like a peanut butter sandwich. Peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Yes.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Do you guys remember when that first came out?
Yeah, from Family Guy.
It was Family
Guy.
No. Well, it came out way before then, too. It was like, I think I was still in high school. I'm 24 now, so I might have been like 18 when that came out.
Okay.
So, I mean, and when I saw that, I was like, this is the most retarded and most catchy thing I've ever seen. because we would work it, like, we would always work it into a sentence somehow. I was like, you know what time it is? It's peanut butter jelly time. And then everybody just, and we would all just go off and
you're
do it.
Dancing.
See, we know that from Family Guy. I think we bought that from Family Guy. That's the only way we know about it.
Yeah. Can I ask?
Hang on. Dave, have you got something to show us?
Yeah, you want to see it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, what's you got?
You did the old screen share as well, are you?
What a jelly
Now we've seen it too many times.
Yeah, it's probably that. It's like the angry frog.
Yeah.
You remember the angry frog? That was funny. Do you remember that, Corey?
No, I don't think I remember.
Crazy frog. Angry frog.
That was horrible.
Oh, the cell phone frog. Yeah.
Yeah, the cell phone frog. See, it come here as a song. It went over there. It was a fucking ringtone. It works.
You got let off.
You have lied. You had a ringtone. We had a fucking number one horrible. Single in the charts.
It was horrible. Oh. Playing on the radio and.
Was it? You couldn't get away from it.
It was.
Are we making the British look stupid? Right.
Can I ask, Corey?
No.
What is Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid?
Basically Kool-Aid. Just coloured powder and sugar with water.
Okay, so what, you buy a powder and you just mix it with water and sugar, or is it already pre-?
I know what you're thinking, your head.
I want to try some Kool-Aid.
He's thinking of the Family Guy episode, goes, oh yeah!
No, I'm thinking of, who drank all the Kool-Aid? I swear I saw that on Comedy Def Jam. I forget who it was now.
Who drank all the Kool-Aid? Oh, you know, the funniest thing about Kool-Aid, you guys seen the movie Friday before?
Yeah.
Thank you, fucking shit!
Yeah, when Ice Cube's dad comes in, John Witherspoon, played by John Witherspoon, is like, man's always down there eating up all the hog meat, drinking up all the Kool-Aid. I like some hog meat. I like some pink feet. I like some Kool-Aid. And then, like,
every time I come to the kitchen,
you in the kitchen.
I fucking love that film.
That is a genius film. Yeah. I love that film.
Yeah.
Second one's not so great. Third one,
rubbish.
But they're doing a fourth one now.
What?
He's doing a fourth one. Fourth and final one. And it's bringing back Chris Tucker, I think.
That could be good.
That would work.
That could bring it back. That could be a good one.
What did you think of the third one?
The Friday After Next.
Yeah. It was okay, but it looked like it was just trying too hard. You could tell that was a paycheck movie.
I watched that one once, and it normally takes me two or three times to watch a film and then I can really sort of appreciate it, but I watched that once and I was like, nah.
The only good part in that, it was Cat Williams in that movie to play as the pimp. As the pimp who is basically raped by a starting out Terry Crews, that big buff guy.
It's a comedy.
Yeah. Okay, can I ask you guys a real quick question?
Yeah.
I like to add this. This is something I've always wanted to ask another podcaster. What got you guys started in the whole podcasting game? Like, what was the kickoff? Like, it was like, we should sit down and record each other talking. Like, what was the kickoff for you guys?
Well, we used to go and stay around Adam's, grandparents, quite often.
Oh, you're going proper back.
I'm going back. This is where it all started.
This is before podcasting.
Yeah, this was when we was younger. Me and Adam used to spend, a few weekends around at his grandparents. And I had this. I'm pretty sure this is how it started. I had this boombox. It's like a boombox. It had a built-in microphone. Okay, so it was like a tape deck with a built-in microphone, and we used to make random little radio shows. Okay, so we used to record ourselves talking, and it was like a little radio. It was pretty much just like a podcast. Okay, so we used to make all these little random shows. We was only about 13, 14 at the time, so we used to record these things, and we sort of progressed from there, and then Adam got a camcorder, so then we used to start making little videos. We used to have little figurines, and we used to put the figurines up, and little backgrounds, and make little stories, and plot lines, and stuff, and yeah, we used to put it together like that, and then it was probably only a year ago that me and Ad said about podcasting, and he was like, yeah, do you fancy... Everyone always sits there and has a beer and a laugh with their friends and just sits there and talks about random, completely random subjects and has a laugh. And it was Ed's suggestion. And Ed was like, look, do you fancy doing this? And we can just sit here, because we normally have beers and a laugh. Let's just record it. And
I think it was I only got into podcasting through listening to Ricky Gervais podcasts with him and Carl Pilkington. Then I listened to I found out Kevin Smith did a podcast, and I listened to his podcast, and he did stuff about it, and he kept saying anybody can make a podcast, and I kind of looked up online. It's like, well, you can do it this way, that way. And then me and Bill would sit around here, have a few drinks, and we'd just sort of keep chatting.
Yeah,
and we would make each other laugh. And we went through, what was it? I think it was the one night I was going through my Facebook feed, and I was reading out people's Facebook statuses.
That's when we first.
And we were just making ourselves laugh by reading the stupidest statuses people could ever write. And then what we did, we found out that if we could record ourselves having as much fun, people would listen. Mm-hmm. Or it would be fun for us to listen back to. Because the problem is with drinking and podcast and talking, you forget the next day.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to have a bit of a
remember.
So then obviously I looked into it a bit more and I thought, well, why don't we do a couple of podcasts? So what we ended up doing, we actually started with a podcast called What the Fuck Does Billy Know?
Fuck all.
Which is Billy right here.
I don't know anything, man.
And we
didn't last all that long.
We did
about 7 minutes.
We did about 25 episodes.
Yeah, we did a few.
And they were about an hour and a half long, and it's literally one subject. And we went from what? We did a subject about Halloween, about horror movies,
Oscars,
the Inbetweeners, which is very British. We talked about superheroes, Freddy Krueger.
Man, you remember all this? I can't remember shit.
They're all up on the site still. You can still listen to them if you want to. The sound quality is a little bit shit because we recorded from a webcam mic.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Then we moved on and thought, well, let's move it into a more entertainment podcast. So we went on to the Oddcast podcast, which me and you did about 20 episodes. Oh, no, we did Movie Bomb before that, which is where we talked about one movie. We did three of those. We done Kick-Ass. We did Robot Monster, and we did
Robot Monster. Corey, Dave.
Yeah.
There's a film called Robot Monster. If you can find that somewhere, It's one of the films. Awful.
It's on YouTube.
It's so rubbish. It's brilliant.
One of the worst movies ever made.
Yeah.
That was a funny. And then we decided to do an entertainment movie podcast.
That was on the original movie con.
Yeah, but that's how, because I was going to bring Movie Bomb back. And then we did Oldcast Podcast, did 20 episodes. Yeah. And it, like you said, it was X Factor. It was entertainment. Yeah. It was stuff we could laugh at.
Yeah.
And then you
had a great time doing it.
Yeah, we did that weekly for 20 episodes.
It still goes now.
Yeah, and then Billy had to leave, like, for certain reasons. And then I had to get Will and Ash in. So if you listen to the Oddcast podcast onwards, you'll hear me and two other guys. Yeah, we're up to like almost 60 episodes on that one. So
that were you on to?
Yeah. After 20 episodes, you left, and then me, Will and Ash continued onwards.
Stop kind of saying that, you make me feel bad.
But since then, though, I brought you back, and we've got MovieCon going.
Mm-hmm. And this one seems to be doing all right.
It's not Soccer
Podcast.
It's not Soccer Podcast. MovieCon is when me, you and Marcus sit down to watch a movie with your alternative movie commentary. Mm-hmm. And I actually, we did, what was it? He-Man. As in episode 3.
Yeah.
And it's
what
on YouTube.
The first one we done?
We did Judge Dredd. Awful fucking.
Pony.
Awful film. And then we did Dust Till Dawn. Was episode 2. That was a good film.
The next one that's coming out is it's my favourite out of all, for sure.
But we did He-Man, Master Universe, a Dolph Lundgren film. And I even put the... I embedded the video so you can actually watch it as you press play for us to... as your alternative movie commentary. And you could, and I actually did it. I actually lined it up. So when Marcus says, press play now, I press play. And I watched it. And I'll tell you what, it works.
Yeah?
It honestly works. If you actually watch the film and have us in your headphones doing a commentary, it actually works, and it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah?
Blowing my own trumpet, but it works.
You're happy with it?
I'm very proud of how we've done that. Nice. 4 episodes in, we've got the next one coming out, which is obviously, it would have been out, when this podcast go out? Friday. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The first one?
No, yes. Fourth. What? Fourth episode. It's the newest one coming out.
And that was the first movie. I mean,
first movie, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Movie. And that's the next one we did with Shredder and the Turtles. And Corey Feldman doing the voices of the gay one.
The gay one?
Yeah. It was Donatello.
Donatello wasn't gay! Yeah. Was he?
No, he was gay.
Now that's in your head, you're going to watch it film. And you're going to be like, shit.
Donatello is gay.
He's very camp.
Yeah, he's very camp. The way he stands is like, hey guys, don't touch that. Nothing about it, but I picked it up when we watched it. I was like, they're all very macho, like Raphael. You watch it in cinema, Raphael was very like sultry, like he's like Casanova. He's like, and you got like Leonardo was like, he's very Captain America-ish. Michelangelo, he's like the kid. And then you've got Donatello's like, he's like.
When someone points it out, you wouldn't notice it before, but as soon as someone brings it up, if you go back and watch it, it does make sense.
Wow.
But then you get back, that's how podcasting works.
How about you, Corey? You know, how many years have you been podcasting for and what got you into it?
We actually just passed our year for the Evil Teddy Bear podcast.
Yeah, so and that was your first podcast?
Huh? Well, my first podcast, which will never be able to get out because it doesn't exist anymore. It was called Wonderfully Uncool.
Right, okay.
And it was me and my friend Theo back when I was probably about 19 or 20.
God, that's a few years ago then. If you're 24 now, do you know?
I took my video camera, put it down, put the lens on it. It was just us talking. We converted it and we tried to set it up like Smodcast a little bit back when Smodcast first started with the music behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had it like that. The only issue with that was we each picked 6 songs and I think about we each got 3 songs in it. And all the songs I had no bass, but all the songs that Theo had a lot of bass in it. So, like, the first half of the podcast, you couldn't hear anything we were saying at all because of all that bass that's in it.
It's all about learning now, isn't it? It's all about learning.
Yeah, and so I have footage somewhere. I just can't find it anymore. It's, like, in storage somewhere. So after a few years of that, like, we did one episode of that, forgot about it. I couldn't get Theo to get back on mic because he had left to go to college, and I just pretty much bummed around Atlanta, you know, by myself up until I met Tom. So what happened after that, like, me and Tom hung out for a while. He came back from an out-of-state trip, and I was like, you know what, dude? And this is both, we were both really, really drunk.
Yeah, that's the only way to podcast.
Yeah. Well, no, we were both really, really drunk when we decided to be like, you know what, we should do a podcast. And he was like, yeah, but what would we do it about? And I guess that's the one question everybody asks him. So it's like, what would you do a show about?
Subjects,
He kind of just brushed it off a little bit. But then, like, I came over to his house the next week, and I was like, you ready to podcast? And he was like, what? So he just kind of forgot about it. And so we ended up just kind of, like, watching, like, a movie, did podcasting about it. And the first movie that we reviewed was Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. I don't know if you've guys seen that movie.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Dave actually lent it to me. Dave, did I get back to you? Or have I still got it?
I didn't. I was wondering about that the other day. I was going to ask you.
You dropped him in the shit. You sitting there like that motherfucker. You know when you borrow something for so long,
and then we go back.
I was starting to doubt that I'd even lend it to him. I was like, I must have lost it somewhere.
Okay. I lost my drink.
No, I'm part of six podcasts, but a couple of them,
I think the reason. I'm quite glad you do so many podcasts, because if you didn't, then me and you would do more podcasts, and I would probably be an alcoholic.
That's probably quite a joke.
That would be very
disappointing. I'm like, Bill, get ready now. You're like, Ed, I've got work. I don't give a shit. Come on, we've got a podcast to do.
We've only actually did two episodes of the podcast, of the Evil Teddy Bear podcast, drunk. We did two of them drunk.
Yeah, and that, do you feel it works, or does it affect your...
Oh, it was funny as hell, yeah. No matter what. And the one thing, though, my friend Thomas, when he cut together the best of episodes that we did, like the first few episodes, mm-hmm. He put the phrase, I said something to about, like, one of the cats coming up and, like, being in front of my face because I was eating chicken at the time and drinking at the time. And I was like, get out the way, Jess's cat, Jess's pussy. And his roommate at the time was this girl named Jess. When he played that back.
Jess's pussy.
So when he played that back for her, she was like, she was appalled. She was like, Corey can never come back over here again. I was like, first of all, I was drunk, so, I mean, anything I say is pretty much off limits. So, I mean, don't take me seriously when I'm fucking drunk.
But that's the podcast, you've got to be able to do that. You don't want people to take you too seriously if you was going to say something that's like, offensive, then you probably wouldn't say it. It's cigarette smoke.
So
I'm blowing out cigarettes.
Bill's got a new fucking way of talking. He goes, you know what I'm saying? Because you know what I mean? What the fuck, man?
Say it once.
Learn how to breathe.
I'm not beatboxing
it. You sound like you're beatboxing. You're like, hey, what's up? Can you come on? Come on now.
What? Stop. Corey, can you beatbox better than this man here?
I don't know, maybe.
He knows he can. I bet you've tried it a few times.
Maybe if I get into the mic a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like to hear this.
Hold on, that might suck though.
DJ Corey,
I can't do it.
Yeah, no, that was pretty. That's better than him.
I used to be able to sing well. You know, my voice is kind of shot now, but I mean, I can carry a tune a little bit. Okay, but like
over there, do you have people on the streets that are like singing and people that are beatbox and stuff just randomly doing it on the streets?
Rocky.
Yeah. Do, 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 do.
Take me back.
Do, 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 do. Take me back. Is that what you're thinking? Well, you're talking about bums, man, and fucking fire bits.
It ain't hobos. Do, 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 do. Talk about back. Hobos. Okay.
Well,
we have people, because right over here we have buskers, someone that was sitting on a bridge with a guitar and stuff like that. Is that something that's, you know, quite frequent over there?
Maybe like a lot, definitely a lot in New York.
That's a random
thing. What about American culture?
That's good.
Definitely probably in New York, because I'm originally from New York.
Okay.
But I don't sound like it at all. If anything, I sound like a 12-year-old boy. but like
can you clarify you're not a 12-year-old boy, please?
I'm not a 12-year-old boy, nor a miss.
Are you a 13-year-old boy? Okay, yes, all right, that's acceptable.
It's fun.
Yeah. But yeah, we have some people down here in Atlanta that do it, but like if you're ever in Atlanta, come to a place called Little Five Points. And you'll see in this one area where people are not only selling CDs and incense and stuff, but they're sometimes singing right there. They're selling mixtapes. They're trying to get their art out there, basically. Yeah. And it's a very popular artist area. That in East Atlanta is a very popular artist area, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm not brave enough to do that. Like, I barely can talk on a podcast, for God's sakes. But, I mean... But,
seem to be doing alright now, mate.
Yeah, you do alright. I don't know. I'm
believe me, it took me a long time to get to this point right now. Yeah. Believe me. Because you listen to our first episode, it's a kind of a hard sit.
Yeah.
And you're
used to having the mic there and you know that people are going to be listening to
what dare you.
There's a bit of pressure on you.
I dare you to listen to our first podcast.
Oh. Never.
Fuck off. Fuck you. Don't listen to that.
I don't listen to some of them, man.
it's bad.
Yeah. You guys have got a lot better.
It takes a while to get comfortable around a microphone to know that people are going to listen.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, I can do this. I can do a podcast. I can talk in front of a mic. But then you have the mic sitting there right in front of you. Yeah, and you're and it feels like, oh, God, I'm standing in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Just talking. But like now I'm used to it. Like if I go to like a party or a house party or a house show, I'm the guy that's basically sitting in the corner holding a beer, just kind of just chilling out, keeping to myself. But like if I get up on a stage, I can talk literally for hours, like Kevin Smith would in like one of his Q&A sessions.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You know, so I can do that. I could probably sweat like that too, but I mean.
I was at a wedding once, and I was dancing around, doing whatever, everyone in their suits. I got hugged by one of the people, and they went, "My God, you're the sweatiest man I've ever met."
the security guard at the festival last week, went to a festival last week in the local festival, and the man that patted me down did actually say, I did pass comment that I was sweating quite a bit, and he was like, oh, fucking hell, I've just touched it.
Did he touch your penis?
He copped a feel, yeah.
what happened at festival in this
country? But I understand where you come from. When the microphone's there, it takes a while to get comfortable around it, you know, and sort of relax and just chat shit. And I feel bad now. I feel like a bit of a prick because I'm just chatting shit on a mic.
It's all self-conscious. We've been here for 3 hours, Bill. Well, and you suddenly got self-conscious. You're like, yeah. I've slept 3 hours. Now I feel a bit. I'm a good man when I chip.
No, I've
What's happening?
Oh, hold on, guys.
Huh? We got some trouble brewing.
I'm on a show right now.
Hold on, guys. I gotta go start dinner real quick.
Okay, man.
No, they can't, Cameron.
What's going on there? What's going on there?
You must have picked dinner time, man.
If anyone's listening...
Who drank all the Kool-Aid?
if anyone... Wait, Tate, tweet me now. Let me know you're still watching, because I got a tweet earlier. She got all excited about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
She's like, I'm so excited!
We're waiting for a new movie come to... I'll tell you what...
Don't talk about new movie. Dave, what's happening with a new movie? Oh, hang on, I got a tweet.
What? Big.
Oh, well, no, right, Tate, right, if you're a big fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I've got to be honest.
Say again?
This was my favourite movie-com. Out of all of them, I've never laughed so much. Honestly, after that next 2 days. I couldn't remember much. I did drink a bottle of wine. Because I'm so manly.
Tate did just tip and said, that was fucking awesome. What was fucking awesome?
What?
Let me know.
Yeah. What was awesome?
Don't just tweet me shit like that.
Yeah. That's just confusing. We don't know where we are.
Let me know.
I don't remember. I blinked since the last time we got your tweet.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet. December. What's that? That's a Elvis song, isn't it? Return December.
That's not tweet, tweet.
I was trying to move it.
December.
Return December. I'll go tweet, tweet. Remember?
I bet you're well looking forward to Tuesday, ain't you, Dave? Going to work with Ed. Fuck.
Me and you, Dave, I'm going to come round here Tuesday morning about, Dave, did you watch it? Hang on, what's wrong with Candyman, Corey?
Hmm?
What's wrong with Candyman?
Everybody else gets a, Chucky gets a whole knife, Michael Myers gets the butcher knives, Jason gets garden tools or whatever, Freddy gets the dream stuff, Candyman gets bees. I mean, even the leprechaun, I'm not going to say the
movie.
Not even the worst, you know, horror movie, but not the scariest. Even if he gets some kind of badass role. And the only way the Candyman looked badass is because the way he dressed, and it's played by, what's his name, Tony Todd, I think.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, he showed up later in the Final Destination movies.
He did. as a coroner. No bees in sight, though.
No. Although that would have been interesting. You'd be like, that makes sense. There's bees. The bees are killing everyone.
There's a bee following him.
Did you guys see
Honeyville?
Did you guys see the last Final Destination movie that came out?
Yeah, number 5.
Yes.
I don't think I've seen it.
How long did it take you, spoilers? How long did it take you to realize that it was a prequel?
Honestly. Like five minutes towards the end.
Really? No, I'll be honest. I thought it was a prequel halfway through. Do you know what I knew it was a prequel for? When the guy was using a massive cell phone. He was using a massive mobile phone. I was like, hang on. If this is like 2010, the phones will not be that big. And I got a little bit funny about that. And I was like, hang on a bit. And they kept mentioning France. And I remember watching the first film and they were talking about
That's
France.
What I was
going
to.
Phil was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just not Phil.
I've just tweaked it. I knew it. I didn't even see the film.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And then, the only reason why I saw that film was because of the only one person that I really was interested in seeing was Miles Fisher. Do you guys know who that is?
No, explain who it is. Mm-hmm.
He's an actor or whatever. You guys seen a movie called Superhero Movie, which is in a long line of those like scary movie, epic movies.
Yeah.
He plays the Tom Cruise character in that movie, just talking. I don't know. He's kind of like a one spot on there, but he actually has some music out that's actually, I find it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And he does he does music acting, but like the two music videos that he's done Well, he's done three, but the two that I like is a cover of the Talking Heads' This Must Be the Place. And he does it. It's basically like the whole music video is American Psycho. Like he plays Christian Bale in that move, in that whole music video.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Oh, Dave, find it for us.
I was looking at Miles Fisher page.
And
the music video bit, I must.
Miles Fisher, American Psycho. Right. If you type that in there, come up, doesn't it?
Or just type in Miles Fisher, This Must Be the Place. You know, that'd be a lot easier. And then the other one that he did was called a song called New Romance, was something that he wrote. But the whole theme of that music video was Saved by the Bell. And he played Zach Moore. Yeah.
I've seen that. That's that they actually get the guys from Final Destination to do it.
Yes, that's what it was all for.
Yeah, I've actually seen that, yeah.
I love that video.
That kind of makes sense why the film was kind of made, because they tried to jump on a bandwagon with certain up-and-coming actors and people that people knew. Like, obviously in America. Over here, over our heads, and we just watched it as a Final Destination film, but that obviously brought in a new audience. Which obviously shows what they're trying to do. If you want to try and bring an audience into a certain genre or film, you obviously got to use little tactics like that. You've got to try and get new people in.
It's different. It's not like a gimmick, but you're going to use different angles and stuff to get people.
A bit like this podcast, we're bringing in Corey.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So now Corey's going to be getting his people to come listen to this, and then we're going to be a crossover.
Ah, okay. So you're using Corey.
I'm not using Corey. I'm just.
He's using
you. Or I'm using you. Don't do
evil teddy bear.
He says that, he's evil, but he says that until
just an evil teddy bear.
Until we get him on the Podgods Network and he won't ever talk to us again.
Ever.
He'll be like, I'm the biggest. I'm the baddest. I'm Ali.
I'm the evil teddy bear, motherfucker.
Don't talk about bees in front of him, mate. Like,
no, you're not a fan of bees. They're not like, it's not like a scary sort of.
That's a Candyman, motherfucker. Dave, you found it?
Yeah.
Okay, can you do the screen share thing?
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll play it. Well, you play it, and we'll just watch it. And this is music video, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let me click on it. So.
Home is where I want to be.
He looks a bit more Christian, Bill.
I'm already there. I come home. She lifted up her wings. Yes, this must be the place. Home did up on test the model where I'm already home did up on test
the model. That was a funky house tune.
Already home did up on test the model where I'm already home did up on test the model where I'm already. Home is where I want to be. Pick me up and turn me round. I feel numb, bored with a weak heart. I guess I must be having fun.
Fucking hell, he looks like Christian Bale.
He does.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's fucking uncanny, isn't it?
Head on the sky. It's okay. I know nothing's wrong.
Oh, the X.
I've got plenty of time.
Are you actually any good at singing?
Huh?
Like this singing.
I mean, yeah, he's pretty okay. He's pretty good. I mean, I've never seen him live, but so far most of his stuff is actually pretty good.
Like the person we can hear, this is the person in the video.
Well, Tate just said this song is fucking shit. It's probably true. It is a bit shit, but it's a good
video. Look at the American Psycho. I liked it because of the American Psycho.
The American Psycho thing is pretty spot on, but yeah, the song is pretty shit. But then again, I'm not going to listen to it for the song. The video is pretty spot on though.
Like Miles,
And then he tries the other voice.
Oh, I see what's going on. He's, yeah, this is proper Christian Bale, though. He's proper gone for the Christian Bale, though.
They got David Burns, this must be the place.
Do you know what I hope, though? He doesn't end up being a new Batman.
Oh, God.
That's the problem, isn't it? Someone sees us online and says, we got the new Batman.
Oh, God, what's going on here? Oh, I gotta take off my pants again, guys. No.
So, Tate, are you liking this, are you? Are you liking the video, though? Look at
it. I just retweeted what Hazel.
I love a retweet. Billy missed a retweet. He doesn't actually tweet anything. He just retweets things that come to someone else's.
Holy shit.
What's going on here?
Whoa.
I thought this was like for kids and shit. It's like a Justin Bieber video.
Yeah, Justin Bieber will do this video next.
Oh, hope not. I was able to be the next Batman.
Oh, hey, this is the best part right here.
Oh, here we go. Hey, Paul! This is it, the old Paul Allen trick. We're getting the worst sound out of this thumbnail.
Yeah,
it's this side, the song is, the sound sounds shit.
The song's bad enough as it is.
But then again, what I've heard, really? I'm not bored about sound. Video wise though, cool video.
This has got a lot of ribbons on it.
Oh, that's shit!
It's ribbons, it's not good.
It's not like carry, yeah. Corn syrup.
It's like going into a James Bond sort of thing.
Yeah, it's quite no feature. Oh, I saw a bit of paint off here. There we go. That's pretty cool.
Now, this geezer is a musician. So, are they going to, every one of his music videos, are they going to be based on Christian Bale movies? So, one of them's going to be The Illusionist.
No, you're wrong. It's Prestige.
Prestige. Oh, sorry, Illusionist. Yeah, Ed Norton. All right, yeah, fair enough.
Oh, well done for that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? The thing is, like, at the internet music video says download for album for free. You can't download it for free anymore.
You can't download it at all. They're like, no, you're not allowed to anymore. It's that shit. We wouldn't like to offend you. So, you're not allowed to.
Warden, you'll be terminated in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
Google's fucking threatening us, isn't it? Like, you will be gone. Okay. Yeah.
That'll be messed up if they just Google sent a Terminator to your house just because you tore into something. And you know what I mean? It's like, I was like, I won't be doing the Evil Teddy Bear podcast anymore because now I'm going to be on the run. I'll contact you guys in the next maybe 5 months if I live.
Same.
Okay, should we kind of like, let's find one more segment to end this podcast on.
Okay.
Any ideas?
Dave?
Oh, no, think.
Everyone goes to Dave. Dave, any ideas?
Dave, you're segment,
this is my first podcast ever.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, fuck.
Nice.
Phone on the floor.
Don't worry, people. It's not an iPhone. It's just an Android phone.
Oh, I don't use an Android.
Yeah.
And an Android, it will survive.
They break apart like a fucking crash test dummies. Look at that. Fuck. Okay, well, I got an idea for the last segment for the four of us.
You can learn from it.
Okay.
Go on.
Hang on. All right, calm down, Dave. Jesus. Okay. If you had to, like, assign a movie to your life, what movie would it be? Now, this movie has to be a film that's already been made.
Psycho.
Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Assign a movie that speaks to your life. Is that easy? Can we think of that in the next 10 minutes and then just finish this fucking 12-hour podcast?
Get it started. What's your one, Adam?
Yeah.
No.
Nice question. We can start with Adam. Adam asked a question. That's nice, Dave. He turned it on him.
Answer a question with a question.
Yeah, it's lazy.
Okay. He's like, he's being sneaky. He gives you time to think of one as well.
Yeah.
And then you're, I can tell you're thinking one. Corey's thinking of one because he's going all quiet. My phone's turning on. Dave's thinking of one. I'm just trying to fill time. Okay. If I had to assign a movie to my life, what it'd be like, my movie would be. I could edit this, that's fine. What a shit question. Who asked this question?
You did. Okay, well, for me, I know it's really hard for me to just pick one movie because I relate to so many other characters, you know? For me, I can relate to... I would have to say I can relate to almost every one of those Kevin Smith films.
Yeah, that's it.
I can relate, even Cop Out.
Really?
Yes.
Is that because you look a bit like Tracy Morgan?
No. Hey, he was pretty funny in that.
I don't even know who he is. I see Dave laughing. I don't even know who he is.
And then, like, the Pink Panther movies. I'm kind of like Inspector Clouseau a bit.
Nice. Okay.
So, but I guess overall, if I had to pick one movie, it would have to be Clerks 2 because I want to... Like, I'm kind of past the part in my life where I'm just, like, I don't want to really do anything for anybody. I don't want to work for anybody in my life or whatever. I want to work for myself. I want to do my own stuff. I want to get my stuff out there. And if I can get it out there in any means necessary, I will. Okay. Which means technically I probably will end up working for somebody for a little bit. But, like, at the end of that movie, those two guys, Randall and Dante, if you haven't seen Clerks 2, go watch it. They end up owning the Quick Stop and getting their life back, basically. The life that they've always wanted.
No. I love Clerks 2. I think Clerks is an awesome film. That's a pretty good answer.
That just completely stole my answer of Clerks or Clerks 2.
Would you say Clerks 2, Dave?
I would have probably said Clerks, but I'll have to change. That's a bit too...
No, actually, you would say Clerks, because I remember you saying that Clerks was the film that kind of defined you when you were young.
Well, I already dressed like Jay, which was really weird.
You had long hair, didn't you?
Fan of the John Hughes films.
Yeah.
I was like, had the long hair, the boots, crazy t-shirts and all that, hang around smoking weed outside shops every day. And then I saw Clerks.
Hey, do you want to hear mine? I thought about it a little bit. Obviously, yeah, I cheated a little bit because you guys talked. But for myself, obviously Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Only because I'm not going to say which character I am, but I think the fact that growing up...
You're the supporter.
As I...
Princess?
I'm the fucking cleaner. With the Breakfast Club, what I like about it is the fact that they've all come from different worlds and the fact that you're all kind of caught up in that world until you suddenly, you get like a reality check and then you meet everyone and you start to realise that everybody has their own kind of agendas and everybody's stuck in their own kind of groups and then at the end of the day, we're all the fucking same and you can like different things and be the same and still be friends with people.
Yeah.
Like the jock can be friends with the fucking outsider.
Yeah.
You know, the geek can be...
emo.
Yeah, the geek can be friends with the prom queen.
We're still there. What's all that about?
You're asleep. You haven't touched the screen in a little while.
I did touch the screen.
But
it says what I'm saying. Hang on, why can I not see that one? Just press a button.
Anyway, who are you? Breakfast Club.
Yeah, Breakfast Club, sorry. And obviously the... Everyone kind of gets together, meets everyone, and they all know each other. Corey, are you still there? You haven't moved.
Yeah. Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, it's just froze.
Yeah, I don't... My screen just froze. See, my computer's crap, so...
No, that's cool. That's cool. Nice to make sure you're still there, because,
that's why you still got pretty sensible face.
No, your face... The minute I look down, your face actually looked like you actually had the yump with us. You're like...
You're giving us a stare. Like a boxing weigh up, we're going to fight. Like, Corey's like, look,
here's
my stance.
But you know, Breakfast Club, like I was saying, it's the fact that like you grow up to realise that it doesn't matter about society's categories, you get on with the people you get on with. mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, see, again, I could have easily said that. I watched that film so many times when I was growing up. I'm sure it was like the dorkiest film, but I did love Breakfast Club.
You could associate with it.
Yeah, of course. Everyone might think they're Bender, but everyone's really probably the geek.
I wish I could be as cool as Bender.
Yeah.
And it sounds weird saying, I wish I could be a Bender. It sounds weird in this country saying, I wish I could be a Bender.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound well.
Well, that can be arranged.
Adam's been telling me. Hang on, before Billy explains his one, we had a tweet from Tate again, and she heard the questions. What movie would be your life? Okay. Any guesses of what she said?
I've already seen this.
Phil, don't you can't say nothing.
I don't know you're saying anything. Can you guess what a female would describe her?
Sorry, I just got another tweet afterwards. So, okay, say, yeah. she tweeted in. I asked the question, what sort of movie would your life be about? She put Debbie Does Dallas.
Hey!
Look at Corey.
Can I change my answer?
and we had the Salty Language podcast.
Corey joins in with Dallas. Oh, okay.
Salty Language podcast said, I bet you say that to all the, well, everyone. And she put, what can I say? I love the dick.
Woman in this case.
Is a detective.
She loved it.
He's a detective. Dan,
so her answer is Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy.
Bill, let's end this mammoth podcast on your film. I don't know what the question was now.
Yeah, it would be Friday. So I smoked a lot of fucking weed, man.
Take some shit.
Yeah.
No, take some shit. You want to know what all those movies have in common now?
Yeah.
They all have a XXX parody to it now. Each one of those movies have a XXX parody that we just mentioned. From Breakfast Club to Friday, they each have a XXX parody now. Which is weird.
Porn movie. Oh, nice. Porn movie.
Yes.
Yeah, porn.
Well, Friday?
Yeah.
Breakfast Club must be an orgy.
You would think so, but that's what we used to do at
school. What school did you go to? I wanna get grounded, I wanna get detentions in your school.
What kind of school did you do on Saturdays?
Because of the whole
because I used to smoke quite a bit of weed in my weekends when I wasn't working. When I was working, when I was outside of work. Weekends, I just sort of look forward to chilling out with my friends. Just chilling out, sitting down, have a little smoke and...
He got knocked the fuck out!
Yeah. Friday, you ain't got shit to do.
So you gonna get high, Craig?
Yeah. Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen.
What's up, big perm? Big worm.
Oh, this has been fucking amazing. Well, okay, I guess we're going to have to fucking end this now.
Yeah, before we get shut down. They're going to shut us down, apparently.
One more tweet. Hang on.
Apparently, they don't like us on Google.
Get the fuck off!
Anything over 4 hours, you're boring as fuck.
Well, I think it's been great.
Yeah, anything over 4 hours is a very abusive, painful wank.
Dave, do you think this has worked out?
Yeah. It's been brilliant.
He sounds like I've got a gun to
his head. I'm so happy you have stayed with us the whole time.
I listened to longer podcasts, before I had
he's a Joe Rogan fan.
Man, you're dedicated. You're a dedicated podcast person.
What about you?
And Corey, your facial expression hasn't changed. I'm scared. You're giving me a very... That's a badass stare down. I'm getting worried.
Well, I had a stroke, and...
You're talking like a little puppy. You're talking, but you don't move.
That's like the worst puppet in the world. It's just a face.
Yeah, so all I ever was, just a face, and then I just fade out. No.
Okay,
yeah, I had a great time on here, and this is something I've actually wanted to do, a crossover kind of podcasting. I've never guested on somebody's show before, so this is awesome.
I'm glad you enjoyed, man. I'm glad you joined in. And the same as you, Dave.
Hang on. I'm going to ask him one question.
Interactive.
Corey, do you actually know what show you've actually joined into?
It says it's not Soccer Live on here for some reason.
So,
hang on. It's some kind of podcast.
I don't care. No. I just pulled a Joan Rivers, though. No, I mean, to me, it doesn't really matter what kind of podcast, as long as I'm having a good time talking. You guys are a blast, basically, and I would love to have you on my show anytime, too.
Corey, I tell you what, it's been great to have you here. And Mr. Dave as well. Dave's been there. You show some great videos, Dave. That's some pretty good input, man. I enjoyed that.
Dave, you know who you've been today?
Yeah, I know. Don't say it.
Google Goddess.
Nah, fuck off.
Hey!
Getting smoked that. Nice. Dave, I just want to say thank you for getting involved. You know, I do sympathise because you work with Ed.
Nice one.
Yeah, fantastic for getting involved. People, yeah, someone has come in.
We've had people tweeted in. I think, Bill, to be honest, this experiment has worked.
Overall, it's been quite successful.
We've had people listening. We've had people watching. We've had people interacting.
Yeah,
it's obviously worked.
We will definitely
do it in the future.
Yeah, for sure.
And I hope other people do this, and so I can then jump in and do it because it seems such a simple idea.
We can get involved in someone else's. Me and you could jump in someone else's.
I want to get up in some people's grill.
Yeah, well, if
I want to get up in your grill.
Well, I tell you, if Corey wanted to do something like this, he should let us know, and then me and you can jump in and. Yeah.
You'll be like, nah, I'm working, I'm busy.
Yeah, I'm always busy. I'm a busy motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay, so let's end the podcast now. Right, you've been listening to It's Not Soccer Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you want to find more about us, you can go to podgodsnetwork.com. You can also go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com, where you'll find all of It's Not Soccer Podcasts, all of the Podgoddammits, Ask an American, which is coming back. You can listen to the Oddcast podcast, which is the flagship show.
Yeah.
That's the main fucking show.
That is the main, show. It's all about MovieCom.
MovieCom is the one we're going to compete for to take over, yeah?
That's the
You want
takeover.
People to listen to MovieCom
Of course, man. That's the best shit. That's the shiz, man.
That's the shit. And can we give a little shout out to Corey? And Panic Stations.
Panic Stations.
Dave, have you got anything to plug? Probably not.
No.
Okay. Corey.
Is bumhole.
Well, if you want to listen to my show, you can find it at tetpodcast.podomatic.com. If you want to listen to any of the older episodes, you go to our Bandcamp site, the Evil Teddy Bear Podcast.bandcamp.com. Chasing Greedo is chasinggreedopod.bandcamp.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, at K-Evil 2011. So, I mean, that's pretty much...
K-Evil!
It's taking that long to realise who you're talking to.
You would have missed the man that was tweeting earlier. I was like, who is this man? Who this guy?
Totally sorry to interrupt you there, but you just sort of... You seen the shirt?
Yeah, I see it, and I was like, fuck, I want that shirt.
I tell you what, man. If you want this shirt, go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com, click on the little T-shirt with the Oddcast podcast on it, email the guy from the eBay account and say, I want one of them fucking Wayne Enterprise shirts. He will get you one.
Awesome.
Okay?
I will do that.
What else have you got? You got anything else to plug, Corey?
Not really. I mean, Facebook. You guys
want to
press on Facebook? Facebook.com/EvilTedPod. We got Tumblr. If you type in Evil Teddy Bear, we're all over the place, kind of. So.
Nice. Cool. And also go and listen to the BUI podcast with Mick. That was earlier. He's got a EP of new songs that he's written.
Hip hop?
Hip hop song.
Yeah. Hip hop songs,
yeah. And he wrote it all himself. And it's anti-thug rap.
Anti-thug. Okay, so it's like Will Smith?
Yeah, he's sick and tired of hearing And, like, a load of fuck songs, a load of rap songs, be derogatory towards women, be racist, be nasty, be yeah. all about the fucking drugs yeah. and shit. You want to make rap nice. Songs about life. Nice. And it works. Okay. Cool. Dave, you've listened to some songs,
haven't you? Yeah, I've listened to Ellie today. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's a free EP.
Dave, get off of the Call of Duty.
Fuck. With.
Bastard.
He's like, look.
You were wrapping up a minute ago, now we're back.
Yeah. No, we are actually going to go. Okay, so thank you for listening to It's Not Soccer Podcast, episode, I don't know what, six. It's been fun, it's been weird, it's been probably 7, 8, 9, 10, depending on how many, I'll probably cut that. Let's start that again. Well done. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Right, say goodbye, Dave.
Bye.
Hey, right, virtual high five, Courier. Although your face is
I can't see him.
I'm trying, but it won't work.
Evil stare down. Stop that. Look. In your face.
All right, Corey, I want you to sign us out with some kind of, like, monologue from something.
Maybe you should have been living here!
Thank you for listening. Please visit www.podgodsnetwork.com for more fantastic podcasts from around the world. Like the Facebook page and follow the Podgods on Twitter. I'm now off to go and do something that actually pays.
Yeah.
That was good though, wasn't it?
Hang on, we still there?
No, I think it's just too. The server broke down.
I'll do the wee-wees.
Nice, Ed.